Let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily update. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. And they played two over on West End at Hawkins Field, and it was Vanderbilt coming up on top twice against Belmont in a doubleheader yesterday.
Yeah, much needed to get a couple of wins after that disappointing weekend at South Carolina, and kind of unusual to have games like this midweek where so many times you expect to see basically three-fourths of the bullpen over the course of certainly two games, and the pitching really stepped up for the Commodores yesterday. Taylor Hill went six innings of the seven-inning game in game one. Russell Brewer came in and got the save, and then Nick Cristiani didn't know until right before game two that he was going to get the start in that game because Tim Corbin didn't know what game one was going to be like, and so Nick gets the call and pitches a complete game shutout in a 3-0 win. So that's up to 29 wins for Vanderbilt, which is significant. And now they have to go on the road and play a very good Georgia team and going to shake things up a little bit this weekend, guys. Sonny Gray is going to make his first start, and that's going to be on Friday night. And so Mike Minor is going to move to the Saturday start, and Drew Hayes will get the Sunday start. Now, part of this is predicated because Caleb Cotham is still being bothered by that knee injury. He's going to have an MRI and try to see just how significant it is and how long it's going to hang on. But also, I think Tim's just trying to shake things up a little bit with his pitching staff, and Georgia's got some awfully good right-handed hitters, so Sonny's going to get a shot at him Friday night.
Joe, we've been around you and I long enough to remember Derek Gragg as a football player at Vanderbilt, and he's the recipient of an awfully nice honor. He is an up-and-coming athletics director at Eastern Michigan, but you know, somebody that I guess we should all keep an eye on.
Well, I sure could, and he's a terrific guy. I've talked to him on a number of occasions before he got the Eastern Michigan job. You know, Derek was in a position as an associate and trying to find a place for that next step. Looked at some places in this area, as a matter of fact. Finally found one at Eastern Michigan, and I think he's going to do a wonderful job. He's got a great demeanor. He's extremely intelligent. He played the game. So I think he, and by that I mean he played football. You know, he's a well-rounded guy. I just think he'll do a wonderful job.
Joe, it's sort of been bouncing around. I read it in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Has Kevin Stallings gotten an affirmative answer from AJ Ogilvie that he's definitely coming back next year?
Because he has
the option to turn pro in Australia.
He does. It's a question, quite frankly, I haven't seen Kevin to ask. I saw him briefly yesterday. Didn't get a chance to talk to him about that. I think it's a great question to ask. From every indication that I had heard, you know, AJ had said he had no plans to turn pro. But you and I, we had talked before about still in all those mock drafts and everything, he still shows up in a lot of them as a late first rounder. But I think he would tell you he probably had a disappointing year this past year. I think he's leaning toward coming back, but I don't know that the question has definitively been asked and answered yet.
Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.